Against Quarreling and Fighting by Isaac Watts. It's read for LibriVox.org by Scott Jackson. Against Quarreling and Fighting from Divine Songs for Children. Let dogs delight to bark and bite, for God hath made them so. Let bears and lions growl and fight, for 'tis their nature too. But children, you should never let such angry passions rise. Your little hands were never made to tear each other's eyes. Let love through all your actions run, and all your words be mild. Live like the Blessed Virgin's son, that sweet and lovely child. His soul was gentle as a lamb, and as his stature grew, he grew in favor both with man and God his Father too. Now Lord of all, he reigns above, and from his heavenly throne he sees what children dwell in love, and marks them for his own. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
Anecdote for Fathers by William Wordsworth. Read for LibriVox.org by Rhonda Fetterman. I have a boy of 5 years old. His face is fair and fresh to see. His limbs are cast in beauty's mold, and dearly he loves me. One morn we strolled on our dry walk, or quiet home all full in view, and held such intermitted talk as we are wont to do. My thoughts on former pleasures ran. I thought of Kilve's delightful shore, our pleasant home when spring began, a long, long year before. A day it was when I could bear some fond regrets to entertain. With so much happiness to spare, I could not feel a pain. The green earth echoed to the feet of lambs that bounded through the glade, from shade to sunshine, and as fleet from sunshine back to shade. Birds warbled round me, and each trace of inward sadness had its charm. Kilve, thought I, was a favored place, and so is Liswyn Farm. My boy beside me tripped, so slim and graceful in his rustic dress, and as we talked, I questioned him in very idleness. "Now tell me, had you rather be," I said, and took him by the arm, "on Kilve's smooth shore by the green sea, or here at Liswyn Farm?" In careless mood he looked at me, while still I held him by the arm, and said, "At Kilve I'd rather be than here at Liswyn Farm." "Now, little Edward, say why so? My little Edward, tell me why." "I cannot tell, I do not know." "Why, this is strange," said I, "for here are woods, hills smooth and warm, there surely must one reason be why you would change sweet Liswyn Farm for Kilve by the green sea." At this my boy hung down his head, he blushed with shame nor made reply, and three times to the child I said, "Why, Edward, tell me why?" His head he raised, there was in sight, it caught his eye, he saw it plain, upon the housetop glittering bright, a broad and gilded vane. Then did the boy his tongue unlock, and eased his mind with this reply, "At Kilve there was no weathercock, and that's the reason why." O dearest, dearest boy, my heart for better lore would seldom yearn, could I but teach the hundredth part of what from thee I learn. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain. As it was in the beginning,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?